You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A meteor's sonic boom was heard across South Canterbury at around 8 o'clock p.m. on Thursday night. It didn't take long for reports to come through on social media by people from across the South Island as well. The arrival was caught by at least four specialised fireball detection cameras, as well as on CCTV, and by at least one lucky astrophotographer. This is New Zealand's second notable fireball this month. On July 7th, a meteor exploded in daylight near Wellington with a force equivalent to 1,800 tonnes of TNT, creating a sonic boom heard across New Zealand. 2 weeks on, Canterbury experienced its own unrelated fireball. Now, I spoke to Dr. Michelle Bannister from the University of Canterbury on the matter, and I started off by asking her about the number of meteorites we've seen throughout this month.
Yes, so there was a bright daytime meteor over the Wellington region a couple of weeks ago now, and on Thursday night there was, at 8:06 p.m., there was a smaller but nighttime bolide or meteor, which was bright green, that was seen over the Canterbury and wider South Island regions.
Now, you've also mentioned what people should look for when finding potential meteorites.
So we don't know if there's any meteorites from either of these. So the first of these, in fact, we don't think there would have been any meteorites that would have made it onto land, because one of the things we're looking for here is that these are small pieces of space rocks, primarily, that are coming into the upper atmosphere. And they're ablating when they come through the upper atmosphere, so they're heating up and breaking up. And it's very rare for fragments from one of these to make it all the way to the ground. But the one earlier in July, the July 7 bolide, that was pretty big. It was one of the five biggest impacts that we've had in the upper atmosphere in the last year globally, and it was about 1,800 tons of TNT equivalent total impact energy. So that was a pretty big bang, but any fragments that would have made it to the ground from that one would have been out over to more towards Cook Strait area. For the one that we had on Thursday night, that one, we don't think they would have potentially had enough impact energy to make it all the way to the ground. But what we're trying to do is figure out a little more constraint on what its trajectory was and see if there was any point that would have been on the ground that is over fields rather than over bush.
Fireballs Aotearoa is encouraging people who have footage of the meteorite possibly send in their footage so there can be some calculations made as far as the trajectory and essentially where it's landed. What is Fireballs Aotearoa hoping to do with this?
So Fireballs Aotearoa is a collaboration between several universities around the country, so myself at Canterbury, James Scott at Otago, and members of the public who are keen and interested around the country. And what we're hoping people will do is, if they saw one of these bright meteors in the sky, these fireballs, is to go to fireballs.nz/report and tell us what you saw, especially if you had a photo of it, or if you really ideally if you had some video of it. So drop that on the website and give us a link, because what we can do from that is we can analyze the images. And we can say, oh, okay, you were standing in this part of the country and you saw it go across the sky here. And this other person, they were standing over there, 100 kilometers away, and they saw it from a different angle. And we can use all of those reports together to triangulate the trajectory that this meteor took coming in through the upper atmosphere. And we can project out from that and see, would there have been a point at which the projected trajectory, it's a little complicated. There's points where anything that comes off it is doing what they call dark flight. So it's not making any, bright streak on the sky. So there's a little bit of mass involved. But we can compute where there would be what's called a fall zone. So an ellipse on the ground that would projectedly be the number of, hopefully fewer than many tens of hectares, where any fragments might fall. And what we'd like to do in the future is get this down to a fine art where we have enough information coming in from the cameras that we have putting out at schools and other places as part of this network, and just, you know, people can buy themselves a camera if they want and just put it up on their own house, to be able to say if a meteor comes through the sky anywhere over New Zealand, we'll be able to say, hey, this is where you'd need to go look if there was a meteorite. And then we'll have keen students from around the country go and look for it.
How do recovered meteorites enhance one's knowledge of space, especially, I'll say, as far as amongst scientists?
So these are rocks that are building blocks of the planets. So if it's a meteor that's coming, that the source material is from the asteroid belt, that's material that would have been in the disk of dust and gas around the sun when all the planets were forming, all the way from our very own very fond Earth, you know, the big wonderful one that we live on, all the way through to, you know, the huge planets like Jupiter. So asteroids are a time capsule in many ways of how that process took place, because they haven't evolved to the degree that Earth has. You know, they don't have atmospheres, they don't have as much extensive geology modifying them, so they can give us an idea of how the process that goes from turning planets from dust and gas all the way into planets, they can tell us about how that process took place. And there are rarer sorts of meteorites that can tell us about other worlds in our solar system as well. So some meteorites are sourced from the moon. Some of them are sourced from Mars. So you have impacts that hit Mars, throw material into space. That material then travels through space and then comes through our atmosphere as a meteor. So if we get a meteorite from that, we get free sample return from Mars, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, if you pick up one of these rocks, we have the possibility of being able to use it to help put together the history of how our planet came to be.
Yeah, so essentially a very exciting prospect.
We can start doing, like, you know, astro-material curation right here in New Zealand. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we think there should be, you know, a few of these coming in per year. So we're at the very early stages of this project yet. Just, you know, we have a few cameras around the country, and we're definitely keen for people to start providing reports. Or if you're really keen to get involved, you know, you can grab your own camera and set it up and start contributing observations yourself.
That was Dr. Michelle Bannister, a senior lecturer from the University of Canterbury, speaking about scientists seeking out meteorite footage.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.